Okay, we're on. Welcome to the Bitcoin Worship Podcast. I am Man Like Quakes, and I'm here with my good friend, Sats Tagga.
Yo, what's up, everybody? I'm Sats Tagga from Bitcoin Arusha and Poa255, and I'm here with my brother, Man Like Quakes, the founder of Bitcoin Arusha.
Thank you, bro. Okay, all right, so we're just going to kind of get the cobwebs out the way.
Okay.
We've been trying to do this for the longest time.
Yeah, of course.
And we've had plans to do podcasting, but we just never got around to it. So now we're just starting, and we're just going to go. And we're not going to overthink it too much.
Yeah, of course, man.
So, because I think it's the most important thing is to inform what we're doing and where we're going. Mm-hmm. And we're really excited about what's happened in 2025 and what we've got planned for 2026.
All right, sure.
Yeah, exactly. And so where do we start? So starting with 2025, Bitcoin Arusha, from the last pod that I did it with Brendan from Bitcoin Compiler.
Yeah.
And again, that was very similar because we were just like, all right, let's just start talking. Mm-hmm. let's just talk about
just like this one.
Yeah, just let's just start talking. And then we sat down and he came to Arusha for Christmas and it was really great. So we sat down and I really wanted to understand Bitcoin Compiler.
Yes. Like,
what was it? Mm-hmm. How did he start it? Okay. And everything. And we'd spoken a month before that. So he came for Christmas and we had an opportunity to do that.
Right. So how did it go?
Well, I mean, the conversation was great because it was very fluid and we just got to share like the reality of what a circular economy is.
Okay.
A Bitcoin circular economy.
All right.
And introducing this word Bitcoin to your community,
yeah,
right? and it's a scary thing, right? Because it's new, and the people in our communities are not familiar with it.
Yeah, of course, sure.
So you know, you're introducing something new, and you're talking about money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, putting your money something.
It's not like just money. Just you putting money to something new that they don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's a lot of depth to it.
Yes.
So I think you had to really respect that where people are coming from and their backgrounds and whatnot. So he successfully started Bitcoin Compiler, and I really like the community aspect of it.
All right.
Where it wasn't just about education, but also application.
Okay.
It was also applying Bitcoin into your day-to-day life.
All right.
And that's what was exciting to me.
Yeah.
And I felt that, you know, my community or Tanzania, Arusha, was an opportunity to do that.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's how the conversation went, and it was great. And also it helped because he was a window into the circular economy community.
Okay.
Because then I knew I wasn't by myself.
Oh.
Because there was other circular economies in other places.
Yeah.
So what there wasn't was one in Tanzania, that was part of that community.
Yeah.
So the Federation of Bitcoin Circular Economies, you know, that was a real special moment to kind of be included in that and learn from others.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great community and very much so. And then, so that's really what happened. So we had that conversation.
So like after the conversation, how did you feel like the motivation to start one here?
I was motivated, but also I had no idea what I was doing.
Okay.
I had no idea what I was doing.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's so new and big, man.
Yeah.
You know, so it's super exciting, but like it's new and big. And then obviously what works in Tanzania might not exactly work in other places, or, you know, kind of copying and pasting is not exactly what you can do.
Sure.
You have to know your community first,
and then
see how Bitcoin can be adapted into the community, right?
Yeah, sure.
Else you're trying to copy and paste and force things and whatnot. But I think building trust was the biggest thing.
Okay.
Yeah, building trust with the community. So originally, that's when I met with Dance Battle Festival.
Oh, okay.
So that was Ash and Amani, and I saw that they had community and growing and really from my experience of using music and Bitcoin,
yes,
I was like, this is just an extension of that.
Yeah,
where
yeah.
people are expressing themselves through dance,
mm-hmm.
and why can you not tip that person with Bitcoin based on their performance?
Yeah.
So that was really the exciting kind of journey to go on. And then on top of that, educating a new community about Bitcoin. So for me, that was like easier because there was some sort of with regards to music and creative process and adopting Bitcoin to it.
Okay. Yeah. So like this Dance Battle Festival, this Dance Battle community, did you know them from the beginning or before they talked with Brendon, or like after you met Brendon and then you met the Dance Battle Festival guys and then you had the idea of like...
Amani and I worked together and both had an interest in digital currencies.
Okay.
So that was our kind of conversations in the office when we were working together. And then from that, he shared about Dance Battle Festival.
Okay.
And then from that, I was like, okay, what if we tried to incorporate Bitcoin onto it? And then we did a very small pilot where they had their auditions for the previous year.
Yeah.
I think it was season 2. And then it was filmed, but then we put it on something called a Zap Stream,
mm-hmm.
where people were able to watch it, and as they were watching it, they could zap.
Oh, okay.
So, which was really great. Like the proof of concept was there. It's possible.
Mm.
It's possible to do. Mm. So yeah, that's and we just wanted to build on that.
Oh,
and that was the exciting part because hadn't really seen that in the Bitcoin community yet at that time.
Yeah.
Or very small scale thing. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to kind of make it into a bigger thing. So
yeah,
that's how it started. And it was really great. So the idea that Brendon had was what if we do a very small pop-up event out of the calendar.
Yes.
Because they usually do it towards the end of the year, like the last quarter of the year.
Okay.
So it's an annual event. So we were like, okay, what if we do a small pop-up one in March? I think we did March, or just after Eid, when Eid was in March 2020.
Yeah, 2025.
Yeah, March, yeah.
March.
Yeah, and that's just after, I think just before you joined us.
Yeah. I think I remember I joined on 15th of
March.
And then the event was on 31st of March.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, like I said, even you joining the team.
Yes.
I mean, which is a whole another story. But like, even you joining was, again, me trying to really include others and really, I believed that it was what was needed to execute this project.
Yes.
And this was the beginning one, like not just Dance Battle Festival, but other communities.
Yes.
My hope was could incorporate Bitcoin in practical ways. As well as education, but also practically, how can you do it? So, I think. Originally, it was supposed to be like a smaller event, but it became such a
the whole thing, my guy.
Yeah, it was great, man. There was a lot of categories. Mm. There was a lot of people.
Via
was a great location, and it was special. And props to that team because they captured the moment and definitely you can still watch it on YouTube. So they captured the moment and made you feel like you were there.
Yeah, of course.
Because I think that was the cool part. You captured the energy and the competition.
Yes.
And it was an idea was a smaller scale to what was to come in towards the end of the year. So all in all, The day was amazing. I've never really experienced something that intense. That level of competition. Because these guys were battling all day. Do you remember? It was like from afternoon to like we finished like at 10, 11.
Yeah, we planned to start it from 2. was it two?
Two or three, something like that, man.
Yeah, but to finish it like around 7 or 12 in the evening. But what happened? The event went up to 10.
Yeah, it went to 10, man. And because there were finals, there was rounds, different things like that, and it just really, It was just, it was well organized and really, and there was a lot of interest.
Yeah.
And man, you had people sitting. Remember the people round. So in the middle of the
where
area.
They were dancing, yeah.
Yeah. Then you had people sitting in those chairs. They never left the chair.
Yes.
Like, they didn't even go to the toilet.
Yeah, bro. Like if you leave the seat, chair, man, you find someone has
people are glued to the seat. People are glued to the seat. And yeah, that was the amazing thing.
So. Okay, so how do you see the impact after doing Dance Battle Festival here in the community here in Arusha? What is the impact did it had to other secular economies out of Arusha or Tanzania?
I mean it definitely got a lot of interest. And it was great. I want to thank a lot of the companies that were involved. There was Coinos,
yes,
with the wallet. There was Vexel. And also Wrigley, Wrigley Mining, and yeah, I appreciate that because you know it was a new thing, and we're trying to talk new to people and explain, hey, you got to do this, and dance is gonna get zapped, and you know, it's so I appreciate the people who listened,
who listened
and said, okay, let's see how this goes, and so that's number one, and then number two, with the dancers, yes, it was a great introduction to Bitcoin because imagine you're doing something and receiving Bitcoin for it. And then I think my next goal was really to support the education part now. And I think that's where we could have done better. I think that's where we could have improved. In the support, I think there was it was very new concepts coming, and and even like I said, it was still brand new for us. So right after the event, we did Trezor Academy.
Yes,
But it didn't have the same turnout as the event.
Yeah, of course.
You know, only a few dancers came, and again, you know, it was. My hope was to grow the knowledge of what you've just received.
Right?
As opposed to just kind of being like this lightning in a bottle thing, and then just happening, and then everybody going their separate way.
So
it was good, but I think like looking back, like supporting that journey, the education journey, was important, and I think that's what's led us to the Bitcoin Arusha Hub now.
Because
you know, we were remote, we weren't working out from my house. Right, and my house is not in the city center. It's in the suburbs. It's outside. So it's not easy to get to and kind of coordinate things. So you need to kind of coordinate something, you know, at a remote another location, a more central location. So. It was challenging, and I think that was the frustration. It was like, how do we grow and support you when we don't even know where we're going to meet?
That was the challenge, of course.
And obviously people have their own timelines and jobs and different things like that. So to me, that was the feedback I took from it. Like, amazing event, but how do I support, or how can Bitcoin Arusha really support the journey, the Bitcoin journey, because that is what's important to me, and I feel, you know, once people know about it, then they can really apply it to themselves. So yeah, that'll be my feedback from it. But again, I mean, if you watch the videos on YouTube, and the concept was that post each round, you know, each dancer has a lightning wallet and you can zap them. You know, you just use your mobile phone to like scan the QR code and zap, and those wallets are active and they go directly to those dancers who've received their
and the wallets are active until today.
I mean, they're Bitcoin wallets and the Coinos wallets, so yeah, they're great. And yeah, in a few cases I've had, you know, post that dancers asking, you know, to off ramp and you know, some questions about the wallet. So but again, like I said, for me, the support, I think, could have been better.
Yeah,
and that's okay. And that's my vision. Like, how can we really support the journey and not kind of have these Bitcoin orphans? Mm-hmm. You know, like you receive Bitcoin and now what?
Yes.
And then it's like you don't even know where to spend it. If you could,
yeah.
You don't have to exchange it if you wanted to.
Yes.
You don't have to get more if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Like all those kind of steps, like, you know, that's something that I'm very passionate about.
Yeah.
And I think that's why, like I said,
yeah. I think I remember when the struggle to try and get these dancers to open their wallet is, do you remember that struggle until we found out about Coinos?
Yeah, yeah. So, but that's also a reality of our situation where not everybody had a smartphone.
Yes.
Even if they did have a smartphone, to download the particular app didn't work. So we couldn't get everybody on the wallets that we wanted to originally. And then there was just so many, it wasn't smooth.
Yeah, of course.
So Coinos provided a way that we were able to help create wallets online on a browser.
Yes.
Right? And obviously it's a custodial wallet, but it's entry level, right?
We're just trying to
give you an idea of how you can manage funds and how you can receive it. And now you can open it on any browser.
Yes.
Right? You could go to a cafe, like an internet cafe,
yes,
and then log in and access your Bitcoin. It's not a case of you lose your phone and whatnot.
Yeah,
obviously for entry level and what we needed to do,
it
was a challenge to originally get people their apps and whatnot. And that was a very universal way to get people onboarded.
So,
and it worked really well.
Cool. I think that's part of it. Was a very good project.
Yeah, yeah. So that was the pop up, and then and then the idea was to partner to do the one in the season three. So season three was the one they hosted in, I think October. Just before the elections, right?
Yeah, I think so.
It was.
It was before the elections.
It wasn't after the election. The Tanzanian elections. So, that was great. And I think, like I said, for the vision that they had and the vision that I had, it didn't meet. It wasn't seeing eye to eye. And that's okay. I think that's part of growing and understanding that there are some creative differences, and that's okay. And I think they really executed the way they wanted to.
Yeah, of course.
And the way that I envisioned to support was different, and that's okay. And I think I'm very happy for them and them doing that, because it looked great. And it's a great festival for the community, right? I think that's something that they're excited annually to be a part of. Mm-hmm. Like the dance community is excited to be a part of that. And congratulations to Ash and Imani and the rest of the team, because it's really needed and it's great. Mm. And happy for them and happy to support them in the future in anything they need in regards to Bitcoin and things like that. So very good. And I think that also helped us in regards to what was next for us. Because I think we were challenged in regards to what other communities could we serve, and what other communities could we move on to. So I think that can be our next kind of conversation, because that kind of leads us to like mid 2025.
Yeah,
and then that's kind of how we got introduced to Hedy Huru.
And I remember like, when did Bindon come the last time?
I feel like he came after Dance Battle Festival. The pop-up one.
He asked the question. He was like, hey guys, what after Dance Battle Festival, what next? What will you be doing in Bitcoin Irish?
Yeah. So I think
that was a really very 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 challenging question.
Yeah, it was challenging because again, we're just finding our identity, right?
Yeah.
And who we are and what we're trying to do.
Mm.
So I think we'll say that for the next episode.
Mm.
That's definitely a really exciting turn for us. And we're excited to share more. But right now we are in the Bitcoin Arusha Hub.
Yes.
Which we just set up in January of this year.
January 3rd.
January 3rd, on Bitcoin's birthday.
Yeah.
Genesis block day. just Francis and I in the office right now. Just very basic, you know, one table, a few chairs.
Yes.
The walls are just white. AC working.
I think we should get some companies to print on the wall. What do you think about that?
We'll see. We'll see. That
free marketing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, we'll see. If they throw some sats. But I think we'll definitely decorate in the future. But yeah, we're excited for this space.
And
excited to tell you guys more about it. So please tune in. Thank you so much for listening.
All right.
For those who listened all the way to the end,
we
appreciate that. We're going to be trying to be sharing these frequently and just giving an honest, informing podcast about what we're doing, where we're going.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, we'll keep it like that.
That's very good.
All right, man. So have a blessed day, and we'll speak to you guys soon.
Yeah. Cheers, guys.
I brought the pyro. See the snakes in the grass, and I brought the pyro.
My life. Yo, I'm a product of blab rap, that's just facts, no cap. I'm underground, please mind the gap. I'm trigger happy with a zap. So post it like I send sass, there's no going back. I'm just reaping what I'm sowing, so now all I sow is pleb rap. They know where my head's at. I zap, I stack, I free sats. I look for ways to impact. Keep working on my syntax. Not guarding me, that's your bad. You know what I'm finna do. I'm taking what I'm taking to, then divide it with my crew. I know all my soldiers fed. We no longer in the red. We rock black on black, yeah. We don't mind no ETFs. Save your time, save your breath. I ain't done talking yet. Got hella more goals to get. I ain't even broke a sweat. Haven't even broke my stride. Watch me glide to the other side. I'm the 1+9. Clocking in my overtime. People trying to rock my shine. It's entertaining, let them try. I stay laser focused cause I got Bitcoin on my mind. I'm moving in bullet time. I can read between the lines.
The purple pill medicinal, dish it out every time. The orange pill medicinal, dishing it out every time. I'm a relay rider, set stacker, flip chainer. Please don't get it twisted, I'm not an entertainer. I'm a trailblazer, they can't go where I go. I see the snakes in the grass and I brought the pyro. Oh, pyro, 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 yeah, I brought the pyro. Yeah, I brought the pyro. I just play my part and dip.
I got some different chip on your shoulder. Pleb rap is taking over. That's just something you gotta get over. I ain't finna stop. We heading for the top. I'm praying for an up that wants the roadblock.
This train ain't finna stop.
Nope.
We heading for the top.
Yep. Well, who the peak in my guy?
See me surfing on these verses. If they keep on throwing curses, that just means I'm giving signal. So the proof of work is working. I'm a relay rider, set stacker, flip chainer. Please don't get it twisted, I'm not an entertainer. I'm a trailblazer, they can't go where I go. I see the snakes in the grass and I brought the pyro. Yeah, I brought the pyro.
Pyro, pyro,
pyro, pyro. Yeah, I brought the pyro.